As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Four games so far out of break. How have you guys been able to get the four wins, first of all? And what are the things that you guys have done well so far coming off a very long break?
I think we've done a lot of things well. For the most part, I feel like we've played pretty full 60-minute games, you know. I think the first three were really good. I think a little sloppy with the puck in the first one, maybe expected. The middle two were really good, I thought, 60-minute efforts. And then, obviously, last game, I thought we started really well. And then Vegas kind of took over a little bit. But I thought we still played well and kept them to the outside for the most part. Limited their chances pretty well. So, found a way to win, which you got to do. So, it's been a great start.
You guys have been better that this year, haven't you? I mean, it's not the first time we've said found a way to win, because there have been games you've done that. And I remember Lindy Ruff saying, he goes, you know what? It doesn't matter if you have your B game. That's not an excuse. You got to find a way to maybe sometimes win with your B game. And there have been games this year you've done that. What's helped you guys get that consistency where you're able to do that?
I think a lot of it is confidence and learning how to win, right? It's funny, there's been multiple times where we're talking, it's like, we were in many of these games early on in the year and last year, and we found ways to lose, and now you find ways to win, right? So I think a little bit is, like I said, confidence. Just knowing and trusting what we're doing, that it's going to come through and help us win. Sticking to our structure, sticking to the game plan. For 60 minutes, you usually come out on the good side of things. So we just got to keep up with that and continue to improve our game.
I'm old. I've been through a lot of these trade deadlines with players. This, to me, seems different for you guys. In the past, it's like everybody's on pins and needles because guys might be traded out of here. You know, you're not in contention and that type. This seems like a whole different story where you might be adding to your hockey team. Does it help a player relax maybe a little bit before Friday, or are players still on pins and needles because nobody knows what's going to happen?
I think it might a bit help a bit, but I think you never totally know what's going to happen, right? Being a guy that's been moved at the deadline before, it's always in the back of your mind for sure, but like you said, we're in a much better spot than, say, last year going into the deadline, where I feel like a lot of guys were nervous, right? It's fun when you're in a position to possibly add players. Like you said, it makes things exciting. And, it's a lot better than, trying to figure out who's all going to be gone. That's for sure.
How about Pittsburgh? I mean, you know Crosby's not going to be there. You also know this is a good hockey team. They've been winning even without him in the lineup. So how do you approach this game knowing Crosby won't be there?
Like you said, really good team. I think they play the game the right way. You know, they play fast. D-men are up in the rush, but they also defend hard and put the pressure on you. So it should be a fun game. I feel like all games against Pittsburgh are fun games. Like you said, even without Crosby, they've been finding ways to win games too. So it'll be a good test for us. And it's always a good test coming into Pittsburgh and playing them. Like I said.
I apologize, it's been asked before, but you've played on teams where March is relevant, like in Colorado a couple years ago. What do you take from that experience and apply to March with this team?
I think similar to what we were talking about, it's nice to be in a position where you're thinking you could possibly be adding guys to help you win, right? So at the end of the day, it's out of our control. But like I said, you're always thinking about it. Trying to put your GM cap on, see what's going to happen. But, it's a fun time of the year. At the end of the day, you're trying to, in this position, add players to help you win. So, Yarmo's an experienced GM, and I'm sure whatever he does will be in the best interest of the team.
And this is him on the ice as well, so helping this team make the playoff push. What do you take from that, Kobe, that experience in Colorado and apply to this team leadership?
Yeah, I think we have obviously a younger group of guys. But I think we got a lot of strong leaders in the room.
guys that have played in big games, guys that have played in big moments and know what it's all about. So I think we have a really, really strong leadership group in the room. So, but, you know, veteran guys always help, guys that have been through it as well. So, I mean, yeah, who knows? But.
I want to ask you, too. I actually haven't had a chance to ask you this. I know you all like Noah Oslin before he did this, but, I mean, your captain's laying on the ice, and the guy who's maybe one of your smallest guys is right there in seconds and jumps the guy and is right there for his captain. How long, what does that do for a player in the locker room, a young 21-year-old kid who just came up from Rochester not too long ago, to do that? How does that help him in the locker room with his teammates?
Yeah, well, not very many guys liked him before that, so he needed to do something.
No, Ossie's a great guy. I think since he's come up last year a bit and then this year, one, he's been a terrific player for us. You know, I think he really helps add depth to our team and stabilizes our lineup, but he's also a great guy off the ice, you know. I feel like we have a really good crew of, I mean, we're a young team, but we have a group of younger guys as well, so... yeah, he's awesome, like I said. Been great on the ice and great off the ice. So to see him kind of step in there when it's not necessarily something he has to do or should be doing maybe, you know, it's cool to see. I think it just kind of speaks to the type of group we have, and everyone's in it together. So it was good to see.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.